This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. A $60 million expansion and a new state treasurer. Roby Brock has more in this weekly Talk Business update.
Dassault Falcon Jet will expand its Little Rock Jet Completion Center over the next 3 years by $60 million. The French-based company said it will add an additional 250,000 square feet to its campus near the Little Rock Airport and refurbish a portion of its existing facilities. Dassault Falcon makes high-end corporate and personal jets worth up to $60 million per plane in some models. Site preparation will begin in early 2014 and construction will take place through the early part of 2016. In the future, hundreds of jobs could be added, according to state economic officials. Governor Mike Beebe named Charles Robinson, the former director of the Division of Legislative Audit, to serve out the remainder of State Treasurer Martha Schaffner's term. Robinson, a former CPA, worked for Legislative Audit for 34 years, serving for more than 2.5 decades as its director. He holds an accounting degree from Arkansas Tech University and an MBA from the University of Arkansas. Schaffner, a Democrat, resigned from her position last week after being arrested by federal authorities on charges of extortion. A lawsuit has been filed against ExxonMobil Corporation, ExxonMobil Pipeline Company, and the planners and developers of the Mayflower subdivision, where a pipeline ruptured and spilled almost 150,000 gallons of oil into a neighborhood on March 29th. The lawsuit was filed by a group of Mayflower residents affected by the oil spill. Claims made in the lawsuit included that Exxon was aware of problems with the pipeline before the oil spill and knowingly concealed pipeline defects. The number of homes sold in Arkansas last month increased by 13.7% from April of 2012, and the average price of homes sold increased by 4.3%. That's according to the Arkansas Realtors Association. The association said that 2,209 homes were sold in the 43-county area it surveyed in April. That's up from 1,944 homes a year earlier. The average price of a home last month was a little over $159,000. That's up from around $153,000 in April 2012. Arkansas bank income was up more than 30% during the first quarter of 2013 as a reduction in real estate holdings and the monetary value of problem loans improved profits. The 126 financial institutions operating in Arkansas during the first quarter posted cumulative net income of $197 million, according to a report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The first quarter income was up 30.6% compared to 2012's first quarter income of $147 million, and well ahead of the $137 million tally for the first quarter of 2011. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large comes from Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams employs nearly 80 attorneys with offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.